N0OTR. OTR, clear.
Hey, Tom, N4DJC.
Jerry, let me get this radio turned down. There we go. How you doing today? Got, well, it's showing 77 degrees here, but I don't believe that. The car's been in the garage. It's pretty overcast right in front of me. We're headed down to the kids' big 4th of July celebration. And the car's loaded down with goodies that Bernice baked.
It's a good time. We hadn't done much of anything today. We went out to do a little grocery shopping earlier today. Went down to get rid of our garbage since the dumps can be closed on Monday. And just had a little lobster bisques for supper, and we've been staying inside as much as possible. Sure, it's humid here. Got some nice clouds coming over here, but we haven't had any rain at all since yesterday. We did get some yesterday, which was nice.
That, as I was backing the car in the carport to load all this stuff, there was a few drops fell. One of them actually had the windows open. Actually seen a drop of rain.
They're over here watering the branch for the new house over next door. Like it's rain, but our yard greened up a little bit. We sure need a lot more rain though to keep it looking good. We did get a stand of grass back where Duke Power landscaped the place where they tore up a few weeks ago. We do have some grass going there. But we're having to water about every two or three days. It's expensive. We got to get something going over to keep it from washing when the monsoons do come later on. But so far, we had the grandkids here at about 10 o'clock last night and had them here overnight the night before, so been tied up with them basically all day yesterday and last night, too. Took the grandson. He's 9. Well, he'll be 10 in July. He wanted to go see the Minion movie, so I took him to see that yesterday, and he laughed. He had a good time, but as you know, those movies have got kind of a little bit of 10-year-old humor. Some of it's crude, but it's still funny. He got a big kick out of it. We have recliners here at this theater, so he hadn't experienced that before, so he had a good time.
Onion things, Bernice said. No, I didn't catch what it was. Yeah, I know what you mean, barely. But, yeah, those are cute. Well, I watered the grass out front last night for 2 hours. Now we're getting overspray from the cars in front of us off the road. Now it's dry. So it rained in one spot down here by the Greer Hospital. Oh, man. I'm telling you, that's the way it was. I went to Lowe's last night. We did. And when we come out, the parking lot was just drenched. But I almost thought it was raining in the parking lot and not on Lowe's. I watered last night in the front yard, and I watered 2 hours in the backyard. And if we don't start getting some rain, I'm going to lose the grass, I'm afraid. It's really, definitely, we're in a drought.
Some bad-looking spots in the backyard, especially. The front yard didn't look too bad, but there's about as many weeds as there is grass out here. We just don't have a great soil, but I did... The guy that did the landscaping for us, that he contracted to take you guys on the landscaping crew. He said, he said he's going to come back in spring and ask him to come back this coming spring and do some core areas and do a little top coat on the yard, do a clear version. Maybe we can get the yard looking better maybe by next year, if we get any rain, that is.
It's supposed to be about 50 people or more at this... The last time we went to it, there was about 100. It gets too many. But the further we get south, the more it looks black. So it's possible it's going to rain, but they won't be shooting fireworks till later on. And these things are usually kind of hit and miss. So I hope it don't mess up their fireworks display. It's very, very, very exceptional fireworks display. You just have to see it, Jerry. It looks like something you'd see downtown. I wish they quit doing it. They set it all off with a programmable thing and remotely, but it's still a dangerous thing. And boy, these suckers, they get some height on them, let me tell you.
There's, you know, a couple of dead ears on the corner below us, at the end of the neighborhood, end of the subdivision, and they used to have a pretty big fireworks display, and they got rockets scattered all over the place, in the trees, on the roofs. We finally had to ask them, so I'm going to point those things somewhere else. They moved off a few years ago, so we're a few loud, you know, firecrackers and stuff, but not much. A lot of guys do it on the lake, and it's just, you know, you really got to know what you're doing, otherwise you're going to make a big mess. There's always a potential for a serious accident with some of these bigger fireworks, too.
Mobile down by the GSP airport. Yeah, Jerry, there is. They had one jump over 1 year, but it luckily jumped over in the other direction. I don't think it was a big one. It was some kind of fountain or something. That's the only time in many, many years. I think they've done it in 12, 13, 14 years. And they put on the one over at Lyman Lake also. And so Scott knows what he's doing. But you can't buy these kind around here. You have to go to Columbia or someplace else to get that kind of stuff. But as I say, they have electronic fuses and all of that stuff, and it's pretty. But you know what? As old as I am, I've seen all the fireworks I need, and the ones around the neighborhood. Oh, we got a couple of families that have kids, and they do make a mess. But, you know, we were kids once, too, so if they just pick them up off the street, that's the main thing. And they do up in our area, but I've seen places where they just leave them lay out in the road.
They usually didn't get in our yard too much, but I just didn't like them shooting those big rockets and having them land on the roof. That was not smart because it's... there's probably not, excuse me, a high degree of possibility of having something happen, but you never know. And they, like I said, they're all grown now, so they don't have, we got a few people, you know, shoot some firecrackers and stuff like that in the yard. That's about it. But I got to jump back inside. It looks like we may get a little rain here, maybe. I heard you call early and just wanted to give you a shout.
Yeah, we're at I-85, and the road's all wet, but it's not raining on us yet, but it's enough to get my nice car washed dirty. Oh, well. See you later, Jerry. Have a good day. And for DJC, nice to hear you. In 0TR, clear.
Sorry, in for DJC, clear after you, and you and Bernice have a good evening. Hope everything goes well. Be careful heading back home.